everybody, it's Anna Marie here, your genie from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason, meh. I am talking about the same old dating lame advice that doesn't work. And it's stupid, to be frank. And I think a lot of you are probably going to watch some of this and be like, yeah, I'm kind of sick of it too. I think that the way our dating culture is these days, it's really quite ridiculous. And I'm going to talk about it. So let's talk about the first example. So what I get really sick of hearing is the whole, what is it? Well, I've been with my wife for 20-something, 30 years. You know, I've been married. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I heard that from a pastor or some guy, and I said, well, that's nice. But let me tell you, that just reminds me that you have no idea what it's like to be single in this day and age, being that it's almost 2020, and you have no idea what it's like to start over. And if you look at my company information, part of what inspired the creation of my company was a breakup of 8 years. I was with someone for 8 years, a very, very, very good man, very good person, but we just weren't the right fit. So, but anyways, like I said, I'm really sick of hearing married people that have been married for 20, 30 or more years telling me, well, I've been with my wife for I don't know how long and, you know, we've been working out. I'm like, well, that's nice. You just reminded me that you have no idea what it's like to start over if you've been that long in a commitment. You have no idea what it's like to be single then for 20-something, 30 years. So how exactly can your advice help me in the dating world, being that it's almost 2020? Your advice can't. It can't. Your advice legitimately cannot help me. Like, so please do us all a favor and stop giving us advice. That's not helpful. That's not helpful to remind me that you don't understand what it's like to be single for 20-something, 30 years. And I give credit to those people that I've talked to that are married, that give me full credit. Like one lady I talked to, she's like in her 60s, and she said, well, gosh, I don't even know. I can't relate to what you're going through. I haven't been, like, you know, the generation, she told me, has totally changed. She said, when I was young, she said, guys pursued a lot harder. And she's like, now her perception is that the guys don't have to pursue. You know, women just give it all away, give up all the cookie. And then guys don't feel like they have to try hard. Or women throw themselves at guys. And so then guys think, well, I don't have to chase. You know, they're coming at me. You know, I'm getting my ego boost. But how much more are we going to get our ego boost until we continue to be unhappy and continue to be in unfulfilling relationships? That's not sustainable. That's going to end up in a horrible breakup or a bad divorce or just hurting someone's feelings that you actually genuinely care about. It's not really working anymore. So I'm getting really sick of hearing that advice. Your advice doesn't help me. That advice does not help me. I'm sorry. Despite the good intentions behind it, that you've been with your wife or your husband for 20-something, 30 years, that advice does not help me at all. That also reminds me that you don't understand what it's like to go on dating apps and dating websites and all of those things. You don't understand what a single person goes through. You don't understand mixed signals. You don't understand, being led to believe that someone likes you when in reality they may not like you, or they do like you, but they're just being stupid and not following along with their gut instinct when they're truly liking you in the first place. I mean, dating these days has just become so ridiculous. And like I've said in my What is Pursuing Compatibility video, I think guys need to go after what they want. And of course, some of this is very cultural. There's a culture shift. So what we're seeing happening right now is, so some cultures, like for example, Garrison, my brand advisor and my good friend of mine, was telling me in the Hispanic culture, guys chase all the time. But not everybody chases. Some guys are trying to be nice and then they don't chase due to fear of looking creepy, you know, and then there's also where they're trying to pursue, then it comes across really awkward. And then the women are kind of like, what the heck is wrong with you? You know, you're looking like kind of creepy. But then sometimes women are not the most welcoming in welcoming the pursuit because they're accidentally giving off the vibes, you know, go get away from me. Whereas, you know, and then that gives off the vibes of don't pursue me when a guy is technically trying to pursue. And then there's also the dating coaches and dating advice out there right now where it's like you're coaching someone to deal with mixed signals, which is ridiculous. And I'll tell you right now, this has happened to me where I had a guy friend and I liked him. I ended up liking him more than a friend, and I was really brave and confessed my feelings for him. And I had absolutely no idea that he was seeing somebody at the time, because he never told me, which proves that he's not in love with her in the first place. Because I've been rejected before, and I know the difference of what a real rejection is. And frankly, I think I've been rejected a lot nicer than dealing with that mixed signals. Like, but you really shouldn't just give mixed signals in the first place. And if you're with a woman that you're clearly not in love with, or you're crazy about, or you just fell out of love with, and your mojo's hitting for someone else, you're doing yourself a disservice because you're hurting yourself, and you really could be with that other person that makes you happy, and then you're hurting the woman that you're with. You're doing a disservice to her because your mojo is really hitting for somebody else. So there's a whole cycle of hurt going where you're hurting the person that you really should be with. You're hurting yourself because you're sabotaging your own happiness. And then you're hurting the girl that you're with when you're not really in love with her. And you would do a better service to her if you're just honest with her and tell her that you love her as a person, but you're just not in love with her anymore. But that doesn't mean that she did anything wrong. It's just that, unfortunately, this is just how you feel and that you don't want to hurt her. That advice would be a lot more helpful of what I'm sharing with you compared to some of this nonsense where we're coping with mixed signals, where people shouldn't just be giving mixed signals anyways. Cause I've dealt with the mixed signals and it's really not fun. It's really not fun. It's quite, hurtful. When you're getting the impression that, you know, do you like me or you don't? I'm confused, you know, that kind of thing. So, but bottom line is, it's like the lame advice just doesn't work anymore. Staying in an unhappy relationship, it doesn't work anymore. And my company also talks about how Americans are unhappy. America is ranked number 19 on the World Happiness Index. Why is that? Let's reflect on that for a moment. Is it due to only politics, or is it due to other society's issues, such as staying in unhappy marriages and staying in unhappy relationships? It doesn't serve us any good. And this unhappiness spirals into society where you bring that unhappiness everywhere you go and then you affect everybody. And so what's the solution? We need to start reflecting on, I think, making some better choices and being really brave. And that's hard to be brave, but we can do it. We can do it. That's my little tangent, I guess, on the lame advice that just doesn't work anymore. So people that have been married for something many years, it's great that you found your soulmate and I commend you. But those of you that have found your soulmate, I say to cherish that. Don't take it for granted. appreciate that person, because not everyone is as lucky to find their soulmate so young and or so quickly or easily off of online or whatever. Some people are just have bad luck, and that's the way it is. So anyways, I hope this video helps you and you got some insight, and you will keep following along on my journey, and it's helpful to you. And there's lots more videos to come. And don't forget to check the description below for my information. Don't forget to like and subscribe and comment below, please. I appreciate all the support, all the genuine support on my fans in America or abroad. I appreciate you guys so, so, so much. And don't forget to check out my online shop below. Okie dokie. All right. Happy